RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen, it's Health Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
Good morning. Health officials are trying to identify people who have come in contact with a woman who flew from India to Chicago in April. She had a type of tuberculosis that is highly resistant to drug treatment. That's very scary. The risk to the public is low, they say. According to a statement issued Monday by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, nonetheless, the agency said it would obtain a flight manifest and notify other passengers if you might have been on a flight from India to Chicago. The CDC is also working with the Illinois Health Department to trace other potential contacts she might have had and determine whether or not they need TB tests. After arriving in Chicago, she traveled to Missouri and Tennessee and then returned back to Chicago, where she sought treatment at a hospital about 7 weeks after she'd landed. So I'm assuming she had contact with a lot of people. Compared to most other infectious diseases, even ordinary cases of TB are definitely difficult to treat, and patients have to take several drugs for 6 to 9 months. So as the name implies, this extensively drug-resist version is even worse. So if you think that you might have been in contact, you might want to contact your doctor. We will still keep you informed of what's going on in this very interesting story. In this age of vaccinations, in this country, we don't see much tuberculosis, but they don't have the vaccinations in other countries. That's one of the problems that we've run into, is that our vaccines are so good that they've eliminated these things here in our country, in our borders. But people come from other unvaccinated countries, and they have the ability to bring these terrible diseases into our country. So it's definitely something we're going to keep a watch on. It's an important story. There is no need to panic. It's just that it's something that you need to know about. And these are the kind of health stories we're giving here on Radio MD. Here's the next one. Heavy coffee drinkers who worry about their habit can at least bear this in mind. They have a lower risk of getting skin cancer. According to a large-scale study, researchers found that people who down 4 cups a day have a 20% lower risk of developing malignant melanoma. I would think they also have a higher risk of getting the shakes. If you're doing 4 cups a day and they're not talking about decaf, so they're thinking that it's the caffeine that has, you know, whatever it is that can help protect against malignant melanoma. Also, if you're somebody who doesn't really like your coffee that well, but you want to drink it and get some of the protective benefits, they also say that trying coffee in a white mug helps it taste better. I don't know if that's true. I do like my coffee and my tea in my white Radio MD mugs. I love my white Radio MD mugs. So that's something to note as well. So if you are a coffee drinker, we're learning more and more about some of the good qualities of coffee. You know, it can help with heart disease. It can certainly help with alertness. They're talking about its link to Alzheimer's and clear thinking. And now they're even saying that the more coffee they drink, the less likely these people were to develop melanoma. That does not mean you can skip the sunscreen. So, you know, these are all things to note. I know it's a confusing world, and I think the best advice is to do everything in moderation, to try everything that you would like in moderation, with the exception of things that you know are really, truly bad for you. But we're going to always keep you up to date here at Radio MD and let you know the breaking news, the trending stories. If you have some ideas, we'd love to hear from you. You can send us an email or call us. Go on the website and scroll around. Thanks so much for listening. Got a great show coming up. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. The show is Health Radio every single day, so stay tuned and stay well.